So we ended off yesterday with the Rambam, the second shot in the Gemara, that the Rambam says that if a person transgressed the Isur of Lashon Hara, and he said Lashon Hara in front of a number of three people, then if one of those three people or someone else then repeats the Lashon Hara, then the person would not be over, that person would not be over the Isur of Lashon Hara, because since it's said in front of three people, the word is going to get out, so the damage is done, and therefore no longer is this person being mazik this person with Lashon Hara. However, the Rambam gives a condition, and he says, as long as the intention is not that he should try to spread the word further. So we're in Klal Beis, we're looking in the Ber Maim Chaim Sivkot and Gimel, in the middle of the paragraph. So he says, Vihine, in the middle of the first paragraph, Vihine lefi divrei harambam, he appears to be Rabbi Arbuna Kach. According to the Rambam, the Pshat and the Gemara, that it says that Kol Milsa de Mesamra Bapi Titlosa, Lesbe Mishim Bishta Bisham, is Azoi. Kol Milsa Hainu, Shem Avar Echad Ali Saloshan Hara, Vesipre Dibri Gnus Al Chaveir Bapi Titlosa. If a person transgressed the Yisr of Lashon Hara by being such a terrible person by saying Lashon Hara in front of three people, then Mutar Achakach Gamkein Lashimim, Lesaper Bemikra, then afterwards, the people who heard it, b'mikra, meaning not with the intention of trying to spread gossip, but rather b'mikra, as it came up in the conversation, then you can say it. And this is not called speaking Lashon Hara and putting a gnus on his friend. The beloved day namikra nishma hadavar. Because even without him saying it, the word is out, and it becomes, we'll see, noida to everybody. Once three know, then everybody knows. And therefore, he's not considered being a mazik. And even with all that, the Rambam still makes a condition that v'hu shliyiskavin lahavir hakoyel. As long as the person doesn't have the intention to spread the news. So as we were saying yesterday, the example, chayra, is if something is well known and a person now is going to repeat it, not because he wants to knock that person or that person's ethnicity, something like that, or his Hasidic or Litvish upbringing, but rather is just saying like, wow, I can't believe this thing happened or something like that. In that way, who would have believed, oy vey, this is going to be, come out a terrible Hashem, whatever. All that kind of conversation, when it's a W dua, and your intention is not because you want to, you know, bashmutz further, or you want to rub it in, but rather you just, b'derech mikra and b'derech hakroi, it's coming up in a conversation like that, then according to the Rambam at least, there wouldn't be an Isur of Lashon Hara. So, as the Chofetz Chaim will tell us soon, that this is the Rambam Shita, but we don't have a proof for this Chiddush according to the other Rishayim. The way that we explain Taisvis, we don't have a Raya. So now let's look inside in the beginning of Klal Beis, how the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Halacha L'maisa. So in Klal Beis, Sif Aleph, he says, Osa L'sapi L'shara Chaveirai, Avshu Emes Afilu B'fnei Yochid, V'koshkin B'fnei Rabbim. And that is Haskamas Kol HaPoiskim. Nobody disagrees that the Isur of Lashon Hara is if you say it in front of one person, five, ten, the more, the bigger the Aveira. V'chol Shisrabu HaShoymin, Yisrabu Abun HaMesaper. And the more people hear it, the bigger the Aveira. V'meisha Chaveira Mizgana Yoysai Dizeh. Because the person becomes damaged even more. Shinisparsim Genusa B'tnei Kama Noshim. Now there's a lot of people who think less of him. Gam, that's one reason. So therefore, the Ikar Aveira of Lashon Hara itself is more chamer. Gam, Shai Dezer, Machshil Kama Noshim B'Yisur, Shmias Lashon Hara. The more people that hear it, the more people you're over Lifnei Iver, because each one that you say it to, and that person is listening, and especially if he believes the Lashon Hara, so then you are Machshil, that person in the Iser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Sif Beis, U'mashinim Tzehet B'Divrei Chazal Loi B'Bifnei Shloisha. And that which we find the heter from Chazal, that it says that in front of three there is no Isur of Lashon Hara. What does that mean? Hainu. So then first he brings down Taisiv Shah. Hainu v'dover she'einenu g'nai gomur, something which is not really intrinsically negative. V'adibur shelo yesh lo shnei ponim. And what he says has two faces, meaning there's two ways to understand what he's saying. V'inyin kazeh yedua shetoli lefi hadibur sh'aymer esay hamesabe v'esipuro. So this then depends on the way a person says it. This is where it says that it could be said in front of three. V'saluhu, and they were toila why. Kivan sh'aymer hadvarim b'fnei shloisha. Since you're making this statement in front of a number of people, so you know that this is not a secret anymore, that the guy who you're saying this about, it may come to his ears. Because your friend has a friend. And therefore, when a person says it, he's going to be careful how he says it. That you won't be able to hear from his words that he's speaking negatively about it. And he says, I'll give one example. And then from this we will compare everything else. Kigain. Sheshoyelim loy aye nimtza ish. So Chavetz Chaim brings a mashal of something that was relevant in Radin 140 years ago when he wrote the Sefer. In other words, aye nimtza ish. In those days, didn't have matches, didn't have a chronic condition. So if a person didn't have a fire in the house, so that's an issue. You got to go get a fire. Not everybody had shvebelach. Even matches was already a chashuv thing. So now I have to go to somebody's house to get a fire, so I can transport now and bring the fire here. So he says, "I am tzeish." But who meishiv? Now a guy responds, "Sham dimtza." You'll find it by uncle. Shemavashlin tamid bosav adagim. There they're always cooking, so he always has a fire going in his house. So he says, such a statement depends how you say it at the time. If he wants, he could say it in a way that's not negative. Sometimes it's not an avla. He has a big family. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him that Baruch Hashem, he has a big parnasa. Or that he has a lot of guests always, he has a lot of archim. And now when I ask about where can I find a fire, you'll find it at the Yankel de Gvir's house, where they're always cooking. And his intention is not in a negative way. He doesn't mean to say that this guy is a fresser or something like that, but he means to say that there, that's a house, Taka, that there's always things happening. And any similar case, which is called avak lashon hara, which is not a direct negative, so it depends how you say it. But if you say it in a voice, and you make faces, in other words, you make body language. Knows that the way you're saying it, Yankel, you can always find it. Always got a meal going. He's always eating. If you say it in that way, even though this is not a real gnai, because you say so he's eating. But yet it has a negative connotation that this person is not one of those that Achi Spalal Shol Yikonis Turlitomayav. He's not from those the people. So this is called Avak Lashon Hara. And then you can't say it even in front of three. Notice the whole pshat in the Gemara is that when you say something in front of three, we're sure the guy is going to be saying it not in a negative way. And people then will interpret what he's saying not in a negative way. But if he says it clearly in a tone or in body language, which is negative, so Vizay then Taisus Seter falls away. That's one sheet. So that's the sheet of Taisus. And then he says, Yeshemim, and then comes the Rambam sheet. The Yeshemim, dem echet sipik nusan chaver bifnei shloisha. That if a person said real feta lashon hara about his friend in front of three people, after whoever bavadei alisa lashon hara kanal, even though the person who said it definitely transgressed a serious issur of lashon hara, aval pikein im echad mi'ashloisha shama davar zeh, if somebody who heard it, one of these people who were there heard it, siper achakach lacherim, he tells it now to someone else, lo'avar bozeh alisa lashon hara, he wasn't over the next one when it travels further, is not over the Yisr of Lashon Hara. Mitam, the Kivin de Shloshi Yoidim Izeh, since three people know about it already, Mimein Lekvar Nishma Dovah V'Noidin Lakoyel. So then the news is going to get out, and the Chavetz Chaim will explain in which cases it gets out. The Chavra Chavri is like, because a friend has a friend. Ubedover Ha'osi Liz Galais, Layosra Hatari Mishim Lashon Hara. And something which is going to be known is that the Torah didn't ask a Lashon Hara, as we said, we quoted before, because you're not called a mazik if the guy is already called, he's already a damaged person, or he's going to be, ultimately he's going to be damaged. In other words, if a person says about this guy who's a meiser, so I'm not damaging his reputation anymore because his reputation is shot. So it's dead already, that reputation. So I'm not called a mazik on him. However, the Rambam says, the davka l'sapa b'derech hakroi. Just if, so to say, it comes up in the conversation. Avaloshi iskavin l'havri hakoil u'legalos ha'yoser. But not if the person wants to spread the schmutz. So if he's trying to spread the schmutz, then that's a problem. Afilim lo yisapa b'shem yishasipra lo. Even if he doesn't say who told it to him. Rak yisapa stam shikach l'kach nishma ploini. He just says, this is what I heard. Nevertheless, he is going to be nimlat. And we hope that our explanation is correct, that there's two aspects, that there's two aspects of the Lashon Hara. One is the Benadul Chaver, that I'm mazik somebody else. And the second aspect is that I am a fador ben amensh, I'm a corrupt person, if I speak negatively about people, forgetting about the recipients, myself. So in this case, the Rambam says you can take care of both problems. If it's a dover that's nishma that everybody knows about, so if everybody knows about it, I'm not being mazikin. I, but you yourself, and a chanami. It can't be that your intention is to bashmutz, or to spread the news. You want to spread vayt to the news. Then that's your corruption. But if in a conversation it firms up, I can't believe what happened, this and that. My intention is not to say something schmutzy. So if it's not known, your intention may not be like that, but you are being mazik. But in this case, where the news is considered known, and you're not intending to spread the news, you're not intending to degrade, then there wouldn't be an Issa of Lashon Hara, according to the Rambam.